Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you did it, listeners. You sent Endgame from number 500 on the charts to number 23. It's now sunk back to 26 a few minutes ago on the Amazon DVD best-selling charts. I'm trying to send it all the way to number one because many stores around the country, as we talked about yesterday, do their ordering off of that main indicator from Amazon. So I want to thank you, and if others would pile on and go to Amazon.com or link through at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to the subpage where Endgame is offered, we could drive it potentially to number one. It is number three of documentaries on Amazon.com right now, beating out Al Gore and his film, and of course, Michael Moore's Sicko. So I commend you. Thank you so much. Let's intensify it. Huge show lined up for you today. We have Gail Zappa coming on, the wife of Frank Zappa, and of course the mother of their four children, to talk about this amazing man, because the more I learn about him, and I obviously knew who he was and was a fan of many of the things he stood for free speech, but he was big on government-sponsored operations, terror. He was a pioneer in exposing race-specific bioweapons and AIDS as an engineered plague. He was a very, very intelligent man who died an untimely death of cancer in the early 1990s. So she'll be joining us coming up for about 30 minutes in the second hour today. Huge story in the Washington Post. We also have the local TV newscast. Parents must immunize their children or go to jail. And last night, before I was even aware of this story that came out last night, at the Waterloo Music and Video, where I was giving a speech and a video signing, a young lady said, well, I go to school, but they'll arrest me if I don't take it, they say. And I explained to her that was a complete hoax and a criminal fraud being perpetrated. And here's another example of how they engage in this scam, this nationwide fraud. They also carry out in Canada, England, New Zealand, Germany, Australia, and many, many other nations. And it's an identical fraud and a very dangerous pattern, because if they set the precedent that the police come arrest you and inject you with things, which they're now claiming in a suburb of D.C., this is very, very serious for all of us, and under continuity of government and under the BioShield program Bush has funded, they have been training firemen, police, and others to forcibly inoculate the general public. In fact, there was an article a few weeks ago about drive-through terror drills around the country, where you drive through at Walmart and they give you a flu shot out the drive-through window. So this all ties together, and I'm going to open the show up when we start the next segment with this extremely important issue. Also, a new poll, majority think Bush and Cheney have committed impeachable offenses. Some good news, New York governor abandons driver's license for illegal aliens. But at the same token, San Francisco Chronicle, San Francisco supervisors approve ID cards for anyone that lives in the city, including illegal aliens. Pump prices to jump 20 cents in the next 2 to 3 weeks to all-time record, the federal government says. Also, no need for more oil now. OPEC tells U.S. signaling that oil prices will only go up as they artificially drive up the scarcity of this foundational commodity in our civilization. Empty houses become the home to crime as loans fail nationwide. U.S. dollar will get stronger, says Bush. Experts laugh. And more on House Subcommittee presentation equates 9/11 truth with terrorism. This and a lot more today. Absolutely power-packed info transmission. The website, you'll want to check it out, truthnews.us, truthnews.us, and jonesreport.com. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There is a concerted, massive, sustained hoax being perpetrated against the people of the West. It's also being carried out in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. But in some cases, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and the governments they fund are so criminal in Africa, it's been all over the news the last decade, they will send in armed military. They will surround a village, not let anyone exit, and force them to take vaccines. Because the Africans and many of the indigenous Indians, natives, living in India, living in Australia, living in Latin America, know that it is killing and maiming and diseasing their children. Just 50 years ago, and back from the time that the white man interfaced with, quote, native, quote, savages, they love the white medicine man and their medicines and flock to them. So it isn't that they're ignorant and don't want medicines and don't respect Western medicine. It's that they've seen their children die and become ill from these, and they're literally running into the forest, running into the hills, running into the plains, hiding in the canyons all over the planet. Now, it's a little more sophisticated here in the West. We have a, quote, public school, federally mandated, federally controlled state and local schools. The only thing independent about it is that they call it the Austin Independent School District, the Chicago Independent School District, the San Francisco Independent School District, the Pensacola Independent School District. There's nothing independent about it. It's all federally guidelined textbooks, federally guidelined fences and thumb scanning to get school lunches and cameras in the schools wired in to the police departments. And the schools are there to induct children into the squeeze chutes to be acclimated into the welfare-slash-criminal justice system, period, and also standardize their education to regurgitate information off of the German brainwashing model developed 150 years ago in Prussia. That's all just mainline history. The kindergarten system extends past the first grade. And that's the bottom line of what's happening. But last night, we were at the Waterloo Records and Music, I guess music and video, and a young lady, who looked like she was about 12 years old, said, well, they tell me they'll arrest me at school if I don't take these vaccines. It's the law. And I went through the fact that it was not the law, that it was color of law, and that they played a little legalese trick on them. Now, the average American doesn't check into the facts. They just simply go off who sounds the most credible or who sounds the simplest. And so every year before school starts, I know most of you know this, but we have to get this word out to everybody. This is very serious. Every year when school starts, in 2 months running up to it, on every local news station in the country, on all the national news outlets, they say, take your vaccines or be arrested. Take your injections or be arrested. It is the law that you must take the 50-plus mandated vaccines. Now, if you ask them to show you a law, they can't do it. There is no law, and then on a lot of the newscasts, we've been pointing this out the last few years, and you've been calling these stations, and people have made a big fuss out of it, and news articles have been written to counter it. They add after saying 5, 10, 12, 50, I mean, sometimes they'll have an hour-long show on it, and say 50 times on radio, it's the law, you'll be arrested, and they'll list people who've been arrested and falsely say they were arrested for not taking the inoculations. But they will generally quietly, because they're aware of the crime they're committing, they're aware of the deception, they will add the loophole that, well, there are waivers to it. And then they'll say, and the children are going to jail for truancy. And the parents are going to jail for their children being truant. So they add that at the end in many, I'd say a third or fourth, it's a minority, but a large minority of the newscasts, they add the caveat after repeating over and over and over again. Now, the point here is they're deceptively in unison from New Zealand to the United States, from Germany to Argentina, saying the exact same thing, the exact same script. This is a federally funded PR move that has been going on for at least 12 years since I started paying attention. Now, the good news is 10 years ago, they had 97% inoculation rates on average in this country. You can look them up. Now they've got, in some school districts, only half the children taking it, but on average about 75%, or the vast majority, three-quarters, are being bullied and buffaloed into taking the injections. Now, in this little three-minute newscast we're going to analyze, that is from Truth News, and it's posted up on Infowars.net right now, parents must immunize their children or go to jail is the headline. Let's play this clip, and then I'm just going to write notes here, and there are literally more than 20 pieces of disinfo in this short newscast. So listen carefully, see if you catch the willful, premeditated deception. Here it is.
First at 5 tonight, 800 local families forced to come to court for something they have not given their children. Hello, everyone. I'm Sean Yancey.
And I'm Laura Evans. More than 2,000 Prince George's County students have not gotten their state-mandated shot. Tonight, an ultimatum to some of those parents: come to court, get the shots, or else. Fox News' Sherry Lelon in Forestville to explain this one. Sherry?
Laura, some students here in Prince George's County schools have missed up to a month and a half of school because they have not gotten their vaccinations for chickenpox and hepatitis B. Now the school system says it's time to get tough and take those parents to court.
Free clinics, free shots, door-to-door visits, and countless letters. Still, more than 2,300 Prince George's County students don't have their required immunizations.
We need those students immunized. We need them in schools. We need them safe.
This Saturday, more than 1,600 students and their parents have been ordered to appear in circuit court for the children to be immunized. Health workers will be on hand to give the shots immediately.
We can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way, but it's going to have to get done.
The problem is a new law that took effect last year, requiring students in the 5th through 10th grades to also have the chickenpox and hepatitis B vaccine. Parents who don't show up in court and who don't comply could end up fined or in jail.
I mean, I don't think it should have came to that in the first place. You know as a parent that your kids need their shots.
Those that are immunized and those that aren't could pass on some diseases.
Now, it may seem unusual for children to be immunized by court order, but the Supreme Court has actually ruled on this very issue more than 100 years ago with smallpox. The school system says they do make exemptions for religious purposes or other medical reasons, but you have to apply for that exemption. Now, if parents do not show up in court, they could face a $50 fine and up to 10 days in jail. We're live in Forestville. Sherry Lee, Fox 5 News.
And, of course, it's Fox putting it out, but NBC, ABC, they all do it. Okay. I mean, there's so many things they were saying, I couldn't write notes for all of it. Over and over again, come to court or else. The parents were forced. It's the law. The Supreme Court ruled. But then they admit that it's actually for truancy, and they say there's a waiver. But how can there be a waiver for not taking the injections if there isn't even a law? It is the policy, a, quote, new law issued by the governor, just like Rick Perry with the human papilloma HPV live virus shot. Remember, he told the health department that he wants it added to the recommended list. Now, that's what the executive order says. I want it added to the recommended list. And now they're over, on average, 51 different shots, 51 different things that they supposedly give you injections for. And now, just a few years ago, it was 44. But see, now they've added a bunch of new ones for earaches and for hepatitis and for all these sexually transmitted things, very dangerous vaccines, very toxic vaccines, high-risk vaccines. Even the mainstream media admits it. So it really does just completely blow me away to hear them imply over and over again, you've got to take it or you'll be arrested, you'll spend 10 days in jail. When it is the school that doesn't tell you that there is a waiver or that you have a right by just saying, I don't want them. No, they just expel your child when they haven't had it for the duration before you don't, until you bring in the sheet showing they've been immunized. And then criminal law on truancy triggers and is activated, and then they come arrest you for truancy. So they call these ignorant parents into a truancy court, and they tell them, if you don't show up, we're going to arrest you, and they're going to be medical workers there, health department workers, giving you injections in the court. Now, is that not a science fiction horror movie? The image on the news, the image being played out, is that you've got to show up to this facility and you've got to be given your injection or you'll be arrested. And then because of the pressure we put on them, you put on them, they have to add the caveat, oh, there is a waiver for religious or medical reasons. But you try to go in these schools, and I've talked to parents that have done it, and they'll say, we don't have a waiver. We don't have a waiver because they get federal money for it. And you have to demand it. You can go to the health department website in your city. They'll have it online. If they don't, they're supposed to by law. You go get it from them. But even that, then, you tell them where your children are, and it puts them in a database, and you shouldn't have to do that. It's our body. And then you hear that ignorant man saying, well, I think they could spread diseases to the other kids. Well, if you've had the monkey pus and vomit, if you've had the eugenics injection, then your child's supposedly covered. They're not in danger from the other children that haven't had it. In fact, it's the children that haven't had it that are in danger from the children that have gotten it, spreading it that way. You didn't know that? That the vaccines actually spread it? But the big news here is the lying about it, the mass hoax. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Now, with the backdrop of them announcing all over the news that it's the law, come to court, we're going to inject you when there is no law, all color of law, we have the different newscasts that we may play if we have time today. It was up on Drudge yesterday, where they're wiring the cameras they put in the schools into the police departments, and for the smallest infraction, you go to the criminal schools they've set up, which then induct you deeper into the system. This is a completely predatory system, 110%, by design to dumb everybody down and destroy our society for control. Now, again, this is an absolute fact. There is no law that you have to take these injections, but the state and the government plays on the ignorance of these people. But what do you expect going to a government re-education camp? Governments throughout history have set up government schools. They've always been brainwashing centers, either to make soldiers or to make subservient populations. And now they do both. You put your child, quote, in the free school that really is off the gigantic property taxes, and they go there and they learn how to be drug addicts, they learn how to act cool, they learn how to become sexually permissive and promiscuous, they learn how to get into all this trouble. I mean, I've said it'd be better for your child to just be stuck in work at an auto mechanic shop and learn how to work than to go to school and eat a bunch of corn syrup and have cameras over them with cops lurking around trying to get them in the system. Large percentage of them pedophile cops. I heard two different news cases last week here in Central Texas with pedophile cops in the schools. I mean, it's just, you're asking for it when you put your children in these giant nest of predators. So again, the entire government is indicted. The media is indicted. This Fox 5 is an absolute complete joke. In fact, I meant to dig up their number and give that out on air. But it's Fox 5. You can go up to prisonplanet.com and infowars.net and link through and dig up their phone number and give them a call. Like, let's just go ahead and play a little bit of that piece again. Here is the mass deception. You better submit. You better do what you're told. You better do this or else. We're going to give you shots right in the courtroom. It's the law. And then later, by the way, there's a waiver. But a waiver to something that isn't even the law. Here it is.
First at 5 tonight, 800 local families forced to come to court for something they have not given their children. Hello, everyone. I'm Sean Yancey.
And I'm Laura Evans. More than 2,000
Stop right there.
Prince George's County.
Stop right there, Prince George's County. Right outside D.C. Again, forced to come for something they didn't give their children. No, liar! It's because the school didn't tell them about the waiver or that there was no law to begin with. It's their policy you have to take it. It's their policy that you've got to sign a waiver if you don't want to. You don't even have to do that. And you know that, you deceptive liars. But it's for the good of the society, kind of like with eugenics sterilizing 500,000 women or 450,000 women in this country or doing all that, or maybe the black men giving them the syphilis injections, huh? Was that for their own good? Back to the lies.
Georgia County students have not gotten their state-mandated shots. Tonight, an ultimatum to some of those parents: come to court, get the shots, or else. Fox 5's Sherry Lee live in Forestville to explain this one. Sherry?
Laura, some students here in Prince George's County Schools have missed up to a month and a half of school because they have not gotten their vaccinations.
Stop right there. Again. You lied and said it was because they hadn't had shots. And then now you admit the clause they've missed over a month of school because you kicked them out fraudulently. You are ruining their education through fraud, through a policy that isn't even law. Just like they'll kick you out now if you hug. See, it's any way to get you in the system or any way to send you to the little criminal schools they set up right alongside them. In some cities, they're a third the size of the regular schools. You do one thing wrong, you're thrown in with hardcore criminals, you never leave. It's inducting you into juvenile and then into the penitentiaries where you'll work for the big drug cartels that own the prisons, literally, own the banks that own them. Again, listen to that lie. And people are asking me on the street every few days or at events about, well, there's not a law. Well, they say there's a law. We better talk about this. Paul Watson's doing a big article this evening on this. And the minute it goes up on prisonplanet.com, I want it up on Truth News, Jones Report. I want it on all the sites. And I want all of you to get it and email it to every friend, every family member, everybody you know that has children and say, hey, even if you're for vaccinations and you buy the propaganda on that front, even if you buy into this, you need to know that it's a fraud and they're lying to you about it being a law. And somebody that lies to you can't be trusted. And somebody who's been caught doing chemical, biological, and radiological testing on school children hundreds and hundreds of times that we know of, killing over 4,000 children with radiation that the state had control of, then how could we trust these people now to do anything? They are criminal liars. The government are criminal liars. And anybody that pushes this lie is either a complete idiot or a criminal liar. I am sick of it. All right, we'll be right back with more on this and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
All right, coming up, I'm going to get into a lot more detail on the school situation. I'm just going to play that newscast and just stop it on each lie. That may take hours. But this is such a hoax. I mean, it's just like England 4 months ago, 5 months ago, nationwide, from Scotland down to Wales to Cornwall, just announced to the elementary school students in the third grade nationwide, concerted federal deception. Central Deception said, "You're James Bond agents. You're gonna look in this little retina scanner, put your fingerprints on this digital scanner, and we're gonna take some of your DNA. And you're not gonna tell your parents that you're now spies for us, and you're James Bond, 007. Don't tell anyone. See, it's all about the state taking your children from you. It's all about them getting them in the databases." And they're doing similar things from Michigan to Texas, where unannounced, with even the teachers not knowing, some of them have collapsed and gone to mental institutions, literally. They come in, scream, "I'm going to kill you," march them out in the woods. The children are defecating on themselves. The police will throw fake blood on them. Hardcore mind control. of the most hardcore type. And now everybody's got to come and have their shots. Come on, go to the police station, go to Walmart and get your shots. Go to this park and take them. You've got to take them. Go to the judge's office. And everybody hears, it's the law, it's the law. This is for adults, ladies and gentlemen. The whole continuity of government is about this. And the police giving you special injections because they love you so much. Now remember, this is the government that's killed us thousands of times. Over 400 American children radiated to death, murdered. I say 400, over 4,000 radiated to death, mainstream news. And they've just done it. Thousands of times they've killed us in tests, but we're just supposed to, I mean, when I say thousands of times, I mean thousands of different operations that might kill a few dozen in New York in the subway, or might kill 4,000 children, or radiate 110,000 Jews paying their government. I mean, this is who runs things. This is the end game. But let's just trust them when they lie and say it's the law, and demand will be arrested if we don't come to the police station to take our injections. I mean, it's incredible. And then coming up, majority think Bush and Cheney have committed impeachable offenses. Some good news there. Also, more good news. New York governor abandons driver's license for illegal immigrants. Got some clips of that. But San Francisco says they're going to give them to illegal aliens. On the financial end of things, well, before I do this, before I cover this news, Endgame has gone as high as 23 on the Amazon charts today. It sunk back down to 28. This is our one chance, our one run at it, to drive it up into the top 10. We've done that with Terror Storm, and as high as number 8. There's a lot of big films out, a lot of big releases out. It is the Christmas season. It's hardest to do this now, but we're, because the bulk of sales is higher overall in the aggregate. So we're trying to go upstream and drive in-game sales to number 1, not just on DVD. We're on number 3 for DVD sales, but there's a DVD that's number 7 on the overall Amazon charts that the War film put out that's been on PBS. We're trying to go all the way to number 1 on documentaries. Let's at least get that, get in there, and let's do it together now. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I make a literal fraction on these sales in Amazon, but I'm doing this because stores purchase and video stores purchase off of the Amazon number. They have a formulae. That is the number one indicator, is that Amazon sales rank, and so we can get it out to more people who will just be browsing around the stores, and they'll find Endgame. So go get it today at Amazon, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you can't get Loose Change Final Cut at Amazon. You get that at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get your DVD, Loose Change Final Cut, the preeminent 9/11 film, now available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And I'm sorry if I start hyperventilating about this vaccine thing, but when they're 1,600 of you got to show up for your injections right now at the judge's office. It's the law. You broke the law. And then they admit, because you're truant, because we kicked you out. They kick you out. They ruin your school year. They do it fraudulently when there's no law, no nothing, when they know they're supposed to give you the waiver, which itself is a fraud. You don't even need that. And then they send idiot police. They're just like the idiot public. I'm not saying they're bad. They're just morons. I've seen them take babies who hadn't been vaccinated when there's no law, folks. We live in a tyrannical filth pit. These family courts aren't even real courts. They're all color of law frauds. And by the way, a federal judge just ruled on that last month. We covered it. I'm sick of your color of law. I'm sick of your lawlessness. And I know the family courts and the social workers were all set up by the eugenicists 130 years ago in England. That's what Endgame covers. I know how diabolical this plan is. We got a government that constantly is murdering us, and it's time to stop going along with them. Man, I'm getting really mad. Pump price to jump 20 cents the next 2 to 3 weeks to an all-time high for gasoline in the United States. This out of Reuters. And there's no inflation. And OPEC has announced that they are not going to increase oil production. That is a cartel. That is an oligopoly, a monopoly of select groups joining forces. And that's out of Reuters as well. So they're announcing that they're not going to increase output. And so the dollar is basically right at 66 cents devalued, or right at about 34% of its value 7 years ago. And Bush is saying he plans to stop the sinking at that point. That'll already be devastating, if he can even do it, inflation by the time it fully monetizes and affects us domestically. It takes it longer for it to affect the actual country where it happened, but once it hits there, it's worse. Empty houses and homes to crime as loans fail. AP, we'll get into this later, about how in some areas you'll have 80% of the houses empty now that were built. That's just some of what's coming up. We got Gail Zappa, wife of Frank Zappa, coming on in the next hour. I wanted to get him up because he hadn't been up since last week for just a few minutes because I want to get back into this mass hoax of claiming you've got to be vaccinated and how this will be for the entire public soon. And this is a key part of their diabolical system. But Ted, give us an overall. You've been in the gold business almost 30 years. Give us your overall view. I predicted that when gold went down $20 on Monday, on Friday, that it would then start going back up because we've seen the 7-year trend. It goes up, 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 drops a little, then keeps going up, up, up again. And most of the mainline, even mainstream media is saying they think it'll go up above 1,000. I don't know if that's the case. I just know gold is at half its buying power value of 1980 at $835 an ounce. Ted, where do you see this going?
Well, you're right about one thing, Alex. Again, the dollar's dropping again today. There was a sell-off in gold here just recently. On Monday, it dropped down a little bit, and now it's just coming back like a vengeance. You're going to see some sell-offs. It's in the futures market, and there's some manipulation coming in from the central banks, not only here in the United States but across the globe, trying to bring back some credibility to the United States dollar, but we know that that's doomed. It's all just short-term smoke and mirrors. So, no, definitely at this particular time, I believe that $1,000 an ounce gold is very conservative. Obviously, it's only $200 away, and that's definitely something that you need to consider. If you're sitting in paper investments right now, if you have IRAs, if you have your money in the stock market, if you're in the bank, any of that stuff, I mean, the way that you put it to me, Alex, it's like having a big old block of ice sitting in the hot desert, and as it sits there, it just melts away, and that's what's going on with the United States dollar. It's just losing purchasing power. It's just like it's like having a dollar bill slowly burning away, and all that's left is just the very core of it, and that's practically gone, and that's what we have right now. There is no question about it that people should be getting involved in the precious metals market. Every single economist out there are agreeing upon that. When Ron Paul took on Chairman Bernanke the other day at the Federal Reserve Bank, they just showed what was going on in Wall Street, and the people in Wall Street were cheering Ron Paul on. It's just an amazing thing that's going on out here in the economy. And everybody, even the paper pushers, and everybody knows that the United States dollar is doomed. And anybody that's sitting here on these paper investments, you've got to have your head examined. You know, I don't know what you need for proof that there's problems in the markets right now. The housing's going down in value. The dollar's dropping like a stone. Every single commodity that you can think of, silver, gold, oil, copper, aluminum, I mean, you name it, steel, the grains, everything out there, everything's going up in value again as the dollar drops. You just don't need to have more proof than what we have in front of us today. So without a question, if you're looking at your investments, I would say in stable times, just the average person should have 10% of their portfolio tied into gold. At this particular time, I'd look at everything I have and make sure that it's secure. There's no question about it that the United States dollar is doomed because we have to take on more debt just because foreigners are trying to get out of their debt. They're dumping in the marketplace. All the U.S. treasuries that have been bought and finance this economy here in the United States for the last 30 years, it's all looking for liquidity. Right.
Absolutely,
now.
Ted. I'm going to jump into this school news, but just please tell people about the British Sovereign. It's a great deal. And the silver dollar rolls, which is another fabulous deal. Tell the listeners about that in case they want to protect themselves by getting into something they actually physically hold. Last night I was giving a speech, and people asked me during the question and answer about gold. And I was saying, yeah, it's great. And some guy said, well, wait a minute, all those companies just give you receipts. Midas Resources doesn't. They ship you the gold, folks.
Yeah, that's right. You have to have the gold. And the British Sovereign is a great way to get it because it's a quarter-ounce gold piece, and you get them for $225 a coin. You're going to actually have physical possession of this. When Hitler's regime was marching through Germany, if you had paper certificates, you had nothing. It's like the difference between having a pitcher of a can of beans and having the can of beans when you're hungry. You got to have the gold in your possession. $225 for the British Sovereigns, $400 for the silver dollar rolls of 20. Again, Alex, it's real money. This is the money that was used, that was commissioned by our revolutionaries that wrote the Constitution of the United States of America. Those silver dollars were used here in the United States as money. And these are the ones that are going to be money in the future. People understand them. It's a great way to trade. Worst comes to worst, you can use those things to trade for food and shelter.
Give them the number, Ted.
It's 800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. Call the people. We got them standing by if you need information, whatever it is. And Alex, I want you to get back to that school thing, too, because it just makes me sick. It makes my stomach turn upside down when I hear it. So.
Absolutely. Well, Ted, I appreciate you coming on the transmission with us, and folks should get those British Sovereigns. 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237, and people will be there until about 11 o'clock tonight for those that hear the rebroadcast in the evening. 1-800-686-2237, or MidasResources.com. Again, MidasResources.com, or 1-800-686-2237. Give them a call right now. And gold dipping down, but now it's racing back up, is a very good time to get involved. Ted, thanks for coming on and give us an update.
Hey, it's always a great pleasure to be on your show, Alex.
God bless you, Ted. All right. Again, I am just raging with anger right now at this school piece. So let's just try to play it, and then I'm just going to briefly pop in and point things out as we play it. And then, John, as soon as I shut up, start playing it again. From the start, here is the propaganda newscast engaging in pure lies and pure deception and pure spin, deceiving people that it's the law you have to take shots and you'll go to jail if you won't. Here it is.
Police in New Jersey now have access to a live video feed of what's happening inside schools.
Now, that's another piece. We're going back to the other piece about the vaccines. I want to go through it and comment on it. That's the one about how the police are watching you live feed. I mean, it's just all over, folks. Total Big Brother. That's coming up. No, this is that other one with the vaccines. We're still analyzing. Here it is.
First at 5 tonight, 800 local families forced to come to court for something they have not given their children. Hello, everyone.
Okay, let's stop right there. They're not forced to come to court for not giving the shots. The school lied, didn't tell them there were waivers or that you didn't even need to get a waiver, that there's no law, that it's a color of law policy. And so now the judge orders them to come under truancy laws. See, total deception. Back to it.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sean Yancey.
And I'm Laura Evans. More than 2,000 Prince George's County students have not gotten their state-mandated shots. Tonight, an ultimatum to some of those parents come to
court. Stop right there. State-mandated. Mandated. You know, it's a mandate, see? And that's a key word written because it sounds like it's mandatory, sounds like, but mandate could be also they want you to. No, the state law, we've looked it up, it's the same as it everywhere, color of law. The governor and the state legislature recommends it as the mandate in the schools, which they ask you to take. Okay? Back to the lies.
Shots or else? Fox News Sherry Lee live in Forestville to explain this one. Sherry?
Laura, some students here in Prince George's County Schools have missed up to a month and a half of school because they have not gotten their vaccinations for chickenpox and hepatitis B.
Let's stop right there. So you don't tell us why they supposedly missed the school. You don't tell us why they're out of school. The school kicked them out. The school says you can't be here. They have committed a crime against the students who supposedly have the right to go to this government training camp that their parents' taxes paid for. So you fraudulently kicked them out of school, didn't tell them there was a waiver, and now you trigger false charges. First you commit a crime, and then you trigger false charges, an even more serious crime, against these young people. This school district and every other one of them that does this needs to be sued into oblivion. Back to the liars.
Now the school system says it's time to get tough and take those parents to court.
Free clinics, free shots, door-to-door visits, and countless letters. Still more than...
Stop right there. See, CPS visits trying to kidnap kids, any excuse to get involved in your life. Letters harassing people, free, oh, it's free, free hepatitis deadly vaccine. Oh, we want to give your girls the live HPV virus. The governor says you have to take it. Again, admitted total lie in Texas. See, liars! When do we get mad? But this is about setting the precedent to make us take these shots. 5 years ago, they tried to force 14 million first responders, medical workers, doctors, nurses, janitors, police officers, firemen, city workers, county workers, 14 million of them, LA Times reported. And only 4,000 took it. That is less than 1%. Headline LA Times, 99%+ refuse it. Why did the cops refuse the smallpox shot? A live smallpox shot killing at least 1% of those that took it? What's 1% of 14 million that would have died? And then a few cops went ahead and took it, and firemen took it, and they started having heart attacks and dying, and they also spread smallpox. For the first time in 30 years, we had smallpox cases that year in the U.S. because it's a live pathogen. Now, the cops won't take it because they've got a brain. But these poor, ignorant families are being threatened with police if they won't take shots that cops won't take. Now, I am sick of it. I am tired of it. I'm tired of color of law. It's a bunch of eugenics, social workers who think they rule us. They're putting cancer viruses, you name it, in these shots. You're insane if you take any of them.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
I hear the train.
It's rolling around a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
And time keeps dragging on.
Oh, that train.
But that train keeps rolling.
On down to San Antone.
When I was just a
baby, my cadence is off a bit. This is a live version. I was listening to Johnny Cash in the shower this morning. Had the iPod out on the counter next to it blasting. I just like Johnny Cash. God bless Johnny Cash. You know, I only got to see Johnny Cash twice in concert. And then about a year before he died, he came to Austin. And I was too busy making a film, fighting the New World Order. I think I was making, like, martial law. One of the last concerts he did, I later found out, it was at some small venue. My parents went, were like in the front row, and I'm already getting off into distractions, I'm sorry. Back to the scum, back to this newscast of pure deception and evil. Here it is.
Still more than 2,300 Prince George's County students don't have their required immunizations.
We need those students immunized. We need them in schools. We need them safe.
This Saturday, more than 1,600 students and their parents have been ordered to appear in circuit court for the children to be immunized. Health workers will be on hand to give the shots immediately.
We can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way,
oh.
But it's going to have to get done.
All right, I can't listen anymore. Turn it off. Thank you. You can just turn it off. Ladies and gentlemen, we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way. You see, the reason a crime is being committed here is this is official oppression. This is color of law. There's a bunch of other serious violations of civil rights and human rights going on here. To fraudulently kick them out of school for something that wasn't a true violation of any law. To then fraudulently not tell them by law they're supposed to present the waiver on the first contact before they even threaten truancy. And then tell them they've got to show up and set a precedent to force vaccinate because these people believe they're under law. See, if a cop or a judge or somebody tries to compel someone to do something that isn't law, that is official oppression. That is fraud, ladies and gentlemen. And on its face, trying to herd people in there like cattle. Predominantly poor black people. That's, by the way, who they are in this town. And to do this to them in this school district is an absolute outrage to the conscience, to the Bill of Rights, to the Constitution, and I literally am enraged. I was enraged when I saw this morning, but I see it all the time. This is just, usually it's we're going to take you to jail if you don't show up to a free clinic and get it, and here's five clinics you can come to on five dates, or show up at Zilker Park or we'll arrest you in Austin. That's bad enough, but to say you got to come to the judge's chambers and we're going to shoot you up, and I guarantee you they're going to have those parents crying and they're going to be signing those kids on to probation as well. There'll be probation fees, all triggered by that stinking school district and the people that run it who are engaged in this fraud. Now, some of those idiots in the school district may just be ignorant. Remember, we've got a moron public that can't find the U.S. on a globe, who don't know how many continents there are, who don't know what the First or Fourth Amendment is. But I'm going to tell you again, they have a plan. This has been public. Years after we reported it, it's public. We had firemen and police tell us on air and others that they have been preparing forced inoculation centers and forced roundups and forced quarantines for decades. And they tried to get the firemen and police and medical workers to take the shots to get them ready for it. And they refused, so that whole program is dead in the water. And I'll tell you what, police officers, I'll stand by you all day long for your right to not have some government you can't trust one bit injecting you full of some deadly poison. All right? You need to stand with us. You know how much testing they've done on us? You know how dangerous these people are that are running things?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. America.